before he goes out on the street, he will meet his own past, and maybe he will meet some of his still present attachments. On the street, there is Maya, and Maya has an interesting function. She knows what is in your mind, and she will take that out and present it before you, and then you go, oh no, and you are confronted with your attachments. When the doctor goes to the patients, he can never be attached to the disease of the patients, the diseased life of the patient. So the preacher, the sankirtan devotee, always must be able to say no to Maya. He himself must be healthy to try to help others to become healthy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the day before he took sannyas, called his friends together and gave some very nice instructions which can help us to do our service as sankirtan devotees or as devotees in this world without becoming again attracted to the mayic world. It is said before Gauranga took sannyas, he was feeling extremely sad in separation from Krishna. He met his confidential associates, and then Gaurahari said with tears in his heart, in his eyes, "My heart is throbbing, means shaking, in separation from Krishna. I will accept the dress of a sannyasi, and I will travel to distant countries and search for the Lord of my heart." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became extremely moved, and he cried out, "Oh Prananath! Prananath!" We can do the name of Krishna is Prananath, the Lord of the life force. Oh Prananath!
Oh Prananath!
And then he ripped his Brahmin thread in two pieces and collapsed on the earth. So after this very this great demonstration, imagine the speaker to you this evening, let us say Tattvavid Prabhu or Kadamba Kanana Maharaj or whoever of the exalted Vaishnavas will speak to us. He would start his lecture by saying, "Oh Krishna," or Prananath, and then he would take his brown thread and then rip it in two. I won't do it. We would all be very interested to hear what he will have to say after that. So Mahaprabhu has made this dramatic entry into his associate's consciousness, and then he described the mood of a sankirtan devotee or the mood of a preacher by explaining how powerful the material energy which controls the kamis, the materialist sense gratifiers, is, how powerful it is. It can be even in the life of all the devotees. And he said, "Listen, all of you. The material existence is doubtful, dangerous, and full of poison. Unseen by others, this poison is constantly burning my heart. Do you know this, my dear devotees? How even when we are on the right path, this anxiety never gets consolation from these desires. Externally bound by Maya, in the form of sense and material desires, he forgets Krishna and travels with misconceptions of body, caste, and creed. All the beautiful things in the world make us forget Krishna. When one begins to serve Krishna, however, his real life begins. Knowing that human life is very rare, still I have given up Krishna's service and now I'm going to die. You know, here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the situation of a young devotee who is not yet so firmly fixed in his devotional life. He describes that the beautiful things of the world influence such a devotee so that he sometimes forgets Krishna. But when one starts to serve Krishna in all earnestness, then his real life begins. Because the human form of life is very rare, still I have given up Krishna's service. And now this reminds us very much of when Krishna entered the town of Mathura. When Krishna entered the town of Mathura, he was dressed like a village boy. He had this Vrindavan dress. And as he was walking on the streets, he saw the washerman of King Kamsa coming with a few assistants. And donkeys full with the cloth of the king, Krishna. So here is a nice cloth coming. It's the cloth of the king. I am now in the town of Mathura. I should dress nicely. So he went to the washerman and said, give me the cloth. The washerman was very angry. He said, Krishna, you are not supposed to even have such a desire in your mind where you want to have the property of Kamsa. You are a very, very naughty boy. Get lost. So when the washerman attacked Krishna with cruel words and was not willing to serve Krishna, Krishna went to him. He remembered the past life of the washerman, who was also an offender of God in his past life. And remembering this, he took his beautiful hand and put it next to the head, under the head, and in this way, separated the head of the washerman from the shoulder. All the assistants of the washerman and all the donkeys ran away from Krishna. They didn't run in one direction, but they ran in many directions because they thought, if Krishna comes running after one of us, he can't get the others. Because we run in different directions. So Lord Krishna, you know, illustrated what it means if you don't serve Krishna. It's death. It's the life of really no life. So then Lord Krishna picked from the cloth of the king some beautiful cloth, brought it to the he took yellow cloth for him, and for the white complexion Balaram he took bluish cloth. They went to a tailor and they dressed in the king's cloth as a dramatic entry into Kamsa's capital government town. Very dramatic entry. So then they went to Sudama, the florist who gave the Lord a beautiful garland of the most exquisite of flowers, and Krishna blessed him with three things: association with devotees, love of Krishna, then they walked on, and they saw a woman was bent in three places, three vakras in the name of Bhagavatam. She's also known as Kumja. And this woman was on her way to King Kangsa. She carried a plate with different colored sandalwood palm, which emperors would use to decorate themselves. Some red sandalwood here, some yellow here. It looks quite sensational and very decorated. And Kamsa liked this good smelling sandalwood very, very much. So when Kumja saw Krishna Balaram going through Mathura, he saw, my God, how beautiful they look. And she went to Krishna and said, I'm carrying the sandalwood for the king, but I want you to know you are the best one to receive the sandalwood. And she started to take the sandalwood and smear the sandalwood on Krishna, starting from the belly and going upwards, and decorated him out of her own mind. You know, this was very dangerous. Kamsa, Kumja knew, would kill her if she would know, if he would know what he did. She did. She took his sandalwood pulp and decorated his enemy with it. That was a wrong. So, but when Krishna saw that this devotee was serving him so nicely, and when he looked down, looked at her as she was hunchbacked, sie war buckelig, sagt man in Deutsch, hatte so einen Buckel. Krishna thought, I will now show the world what would happen if one serves voluntarily out of his own. I will show how this, how I give a new life to those who serve me. So, Krishna then went to Kumja, stepped with his foot on her toes, and smiled. Because he remembered in the previous life, this was Mantara, that means the servant of Kaikeyi, who influenced Kaikeyi to send Lord Ram into the forest and instead have Bharata be crowned as the new king. So Krishna remembered this, and he said, well, in a previous life you were against me. When I was Rama, you were the instrument to send me into the banishment. But now that you have served me, there's no longer any aparad with you. Then Krishna took his two fingers of his hand under the chin of Kumja and just gave her a jerk. And she straightened out and became the most beautiful of women in the universe. My dear devotees, this is what happens if you serve Krishna, if you get a new life. If you don't serve Krishna like the washerman, that is not life. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have obtained this human life and it's very rare. Still, I have not given I have not given Krishna service, and now I'm going to die. Listen, everyone! I'm telling you the essence of truth. All of you, please bless me, so that love of Krishna will develop within the core of my heart. Please, always sing the glories of Krishna. May you always see Krishna's beautiful lotus face and eyes. May your hearts be tied to his beautiful lotus feet. What more can I see, say? And in the end, Lord Chaitanya says, without seeing Krishna in my heart, I'm burning alive. I'm dear friends, and you are exalted devotees, don't neglect to show me your mercy. Soon I'll take sannyas and this devout love of Godhead for the welfare of everyone. For me, this text shocks me. I'm shocked because Gauranga Mahaprabhu so clearly explains the mood of a devotee, and I'm not a devotee. I feel when he says the human form of life comes alive only if you serve Krishna, and when he says I have not served Krishna, now I'm dying, I feel afraid. But also in this fear I get the decision, let me serve Krishna, let me remember Krishna, let me sing about Krishna's holy name, and always see Krishna's beautiful lotus face and eyes. Hare Krishna. This was some words from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Must be from Chaitanya Mangala.
Heard about it.